Seven Bridges Golf Club is one of the best kept secrets, just a half hour drive from downtown. Scenic, challenging, rewarding. We love it. Seven Bridges offers daily fee play with a private course feel. And it's home to DuPage's best 19th hole, the Doc Barn Grill. Book your tee time today at sevenbridgesgolfclub.com.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Listen to us now, live on the ESPN Chicago app. Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Thanks to Jesse for joining us today. Thanks to Chris Black and Sean Graney, who's in for Adam Abdallah. Adam will be back tomorrow. Waddle and Sylvie are here to get you until 6, and then it's White Sox pregame with Connor McKnight, Len, and DJ.
Yeah!
I was saying yesterday to the guys, I cut the grass Sunday afternoon, listened for an
Did
hour to Len and DJ.
Riding mower or push mower?
No, push mower. I don't know. Yeah, push mower. Self-propelled mower.
Okay,
yeah.
Of course.
Do you plug it in with the orange cord?
Remember when we were kids? I mean, the old man had an extension cord.
Of the yard?
Yeah, plug three of them in.
It was a gas.
Remember?
Yeah, you had to plug it in.
No, why not have a gas one?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they weren't as common. Sylvie and I were kids, I'm telling you, the old man had a push mower
was electric.
You had to have four extension cords to wrap around the bungalow. You got to go. There was hardly any grass.
Sell electric lawnmowers anymore?
Well, mine's battery operated.
Yeah. So you just got to charge it.
And I think like the push part would go up and back. Like, turning it around.
I don't remember that.
You push it, then flip it over, turn around, and go back.
You're right, Sylvie. Yes. I think Sylvie's right. It would, it was like a train. You never really turned it around. It just went back and forth.
Like the train seats, right?
We thought we were cutting grass.
All of a sudden, you want a train going?
I listened to Len and DJ, and I said it yesterday, I said, as much as that team is horse crap, at least the broadcast is still good. At least they're pros and and it's still good. So thank God for that.
What do you expect? You're going to be entertained here.
Well, I don't know about that. But
what are you doing? You're looking left.
What's he doing?
I got the four at Will Rogers now.
He's betting. He's betting horses.
Run, you pig, you swine of a horse. Get to the lead. Get to the front. Get to the front. Stay there. Don't get beat.
He got it. Right? I think he won.
When you've got the four at Will Rogers at 2:30 in the afternoon, you might 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I got to be honest with you.
They all pay the same.
That's true.
What's the difference?
At 5-1. Wow. That's paying money, Pappy. That's exciting.
Was that the extra pick or whatever? The bonus pick?
That was the bonus.
Was the number four at Will Rogers?
Third. Hey, where'd you start gambling? I think I'm going to stick around and provide gambling for the rest of the day.
Go ahead.
On the ponies.
What are you doing?
I think you should. I think you should.
I'll get a kick out of
just
watching
sit in the background and
horse.
Just scream the whole time.
I didn't swear at all, did I?
No.
Okay. You called the poor horse a dirty swine of a horse. That's mean.
Well, because he looked left. Well, it's like he's running, and all of a sudden he peered to his left. What are you doing?
He's like Mitch Trubisky.
Stay focused on the track.
He's going to go inside and clean the barn.
Mitch only go right?
Yeah, Mitch could only go right, right? He couldn't go left like Zoolander.
Hey, 59-4. Oh.
I don't know what
that
means.
That's impressive.
I don't know. Five furlong race,
59-4. There's shorties out there. They only had four horses in the race.
What do you mean 59-4,
5 furlongs? 59.8. 59-4 is always 4/5 of a second in racing parlance.
50, and that's what it took to go 5 furlongs?
5 furlongs.
And how long is 5 furlongs?
Five furlongs.
Five times 220.
One more than that.
Five times 220.
But how many meters is that?
1,100 yards.
Don't you love when he goes meters?
Yeah, he says meters. He's like, he's about 3 meters. I'm like, meters? What?
A
meter and a half,
I'm excited.
I guess.
It's the second race I've won in the last 14 that I've bet.
Like, I don't know how tall that is.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling, there's an objection.
Oh, is there?
There might be a steward's inquiry. There's a steward's inquiry.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
It's maximum security again, guys. He veered out with Luis Saez on board.
We were there for that, weren't we? Weren't we there at Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Got taken down.
It was Country House. Ended up winning.
Yes.
Because I had money on
Big
Country
number,
House.
Big number, right?
It was like 50-1.
Yeah.
Carm bet it.
I had money on Country House because we used to go there when we were kids. The Country House. The only reason I bet it.
Yeah.
It was
I like
it was
the
fabulous.
Way his silks look. Yeah.
Fabulous. Such pretty colors.
Hey, I'll take it. No expert handicapping there. It was,
don't apologize.
It was incredible. I told these guys the Sox are now the they're tied for the second worst start through 22 games in big league history. With your 22 Reds, actually, Tommy. But they still rallied to win like 65 games.
Meller was telling me that they have, this is a record, to have been shut out eight times in 22 games.
Yes.
First team ever.
And how about, like, they've been shut out at least once in each of the eight series they've played, which has got to also, I mean,
so
like,
last night,
mesmerizing.
So Chris Paddock threw. He had an ERA going in of 8.36. Mm-hmm. You got that? 8.36. He pitched seven innings. He didn't walk a batter, and he struck out 10. Anybody want to take a guess the last time Chris Paddock had double-digit strikeouts in a game?
College.
It was in the pros.
Early with the Padres, early in his career.
June of 2021.
Wow.
Just 3 years ago.
Team is historically bad.
3 years since he's had double-digit strikeouts.
Historically bad.
It's all good.
Can't be mad at him.
Parm, do you know what Tyler Rocky did yesterday?
Get an X-ray on his finger?
That too. He started a Chris Paddock in his fantasy baseball league.
I took the Mellor strategy.
Because
just stream fading White Sox pitchers, and it works brilliantly.
That's incredible. You got 10 strikeouts in 7 innings.
27 points.
That's incredible. You're the only guy in America that started Chris Paddock.
I know we're going to be very, very football-y, but I'm interested in learning if Sox fans are so fed up with their team and so fed up with ownership, are they now rooting against them to if they're going to suck, be historically the worst?
I don't know if I'm rooting for it, but I think what I'm going to conclude is that it'll be funny.
Like, you know, you want their noses rubbed in it.
Maybe a little.
If you're going to suck and you're putting the fan base through this, you might as well be historically the worst.
Yeah.
Are you still finding it humorous, or is it losing its humor at this point?
Little
combination. It sounds like this will be a short-lived humorous.
You know, it's funny, when I watch guys throw to the wrong base, I get mad. Right. And I'm like, what is happening here in Pedro's messaging? You know, oh, we're going to do all the little things right. You can't do anything right, dude. Your team doesn't know what base to throw to. You can't execute a rundown. Like, your team doesn't do anything right. Let alone you're short on talent. I get that. Like, that's
what I'm asking.
Like,
how long will the humor last?
I think it's
last?
A combination of both. I mean, like, last night when Mellor jokes with us on the text chain, you know, no hit through so-and-so again. Like, yeah, it's kind of funny. They're so pathetic, and Jerry is so, Jerry cares so little that it is sort of funny.
He's saying, wait a minute now. We didn't say we wanted all the money to come from the state or the city. We're willing to kick in a little bit.
Sure. What was it, stadium. $200 million?
I think so.
$200 million. Wow, you're so generous, Jerry.
Yeah.
For a $2 billion stadium?
It's a lot of money, Carm.
Am I being a meathead when I say you can't get, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You can't get a stadium when your team sucks.
No, you're not being a meathead.
No.
If you win 35 games, you don't get a new stadium.
You can't even ask for one now.
It's not even that. It is, as you guys have documented quite accurately over the course of time, it's the length in which this team has been irrelevant.
Well, right. If your kid brings home 3 D's and says, I want a new video game, what do you tell him?
No.
Go ball out your
kick rocks. Yeah. Go kick rocks.
These aren't even D's. This is the
Blutarski.
This is 0.0.
Animal House.
So when this is
an old reference.
Yeah, you're not being a meathead. When you win 35 games, no, you don't get a new stadium.
No, and it's not a pop-up.
No.
It's not one of these pop-up, you know, horrible seasons. This is, when was the last time they won a playoff series? It was when they 05. Won the World Series, right?
Yes.
Like, they haven't won a playoff series.
20 years.
We used to say, Waddle, when Rocky Wirtz used to jack up the season ticket prices after a Stanley Cup, we're like, look, if you're going to raise prices after a Stanley Cup championship, you understand it.
Of course.
It's kind of like if you want stuff after, you know, after a dynasty or after winning stuff, we understand that. When you are on pace to win 40 baseball games and then you go with both hands looking for $1 billion and say, build me a new stadium, when your stadium, by the way, is perfectly fine on this outside.
Yes.
Perfectly fine.
Yes.
Their stadium's not their problem.
No. Far from it.
Yeah.
It's the least of their...
excuse me, sir. Do you mind if I can have $1 billion?
And only, I'm telling you, only in this state, only in this county, watch it happen. Watch it happen.
It can't.
Oh, watch it happen.
Well, they don't even put it up for a vote here. Like in Kansas City, at least they vote for it.
To
a vote.
I told Carmen, this is all backroom deals. Yeah. Midnight. Only two o'clock in the morning.
And I guess we're the suckers for continuing to live here, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Because watch him just ram it down our throats. Watch him. Just like they did it for him 40 years ago, they'll do it with the Bears. At least the Bears are trending up. But let's face it, it's not some incredible rich history we're talking about here the last 35 years with the Chicago
Bears. Listen, the Bears, okay? I love them dearly. They haven't won a playoff game since 2011.
And thank you. You know,
they haven't had consecutive winning seasons since 05 and 06.
And the same thing. We won't even get to vote on it. We'll just keep paying. That's all. I asked Yurko. I said, Yurko, help me understand. I don't get these kinds of things. $681 million left. I said, if they knock it down, we're off the hook, right? Yurko said, you're not off the hook.
No.
You're still... I said, what?
Of course. Somebody's got to pay that debt.
What? We do?
Yeah. That thing is... That rehab hasn't paid for itself.
You think these are student loans? Come on.
Yeah. Good call. Good call.
So, only in this city, only in this state. So, we probably should... I don't know what to do. And we're the suckers.
Are the tickets free now on the South Side? For fans?
No, but you could probably get them for $2.
I know you can, but
they pay you.
But still, like, they're not giving handouts to the fans.
$74 for a milkshake.
Why does he get a handout for the stadium?
Good question. Good question, Sylvie.
The Bulls tickets are still going to cost you a $175 100-level seat next year.
Arm and a leg.
Good question.
So, they're not handing out freebies over there in 1901 West Madison.
But they'll get free money.
So why do they get free money?
Sylvie, amen.
I mean, if
it happens, like economic impact.
Yeah, right. Bull. I almost swore.
No, level of positivity.
There have been so many studies that have said like that's just a crock.
You watch. Well,
majority of these projects do not enhance the economic issues around it.
They're both of them are going to get what they ultimately want.
All he had to do was actually just try for the last few years, and maybe like people in Chicago would have been like, okay, you could have your stadium.
Yes.
But like he's been so bad and just sticking it in the face of the fans.
Indeed.
And like now it's to the point where everyone should just say no. Call your politician and say, do not let them have your money.
You think the politicians are listening to the constituents?
I wish.
You have a vote.
I hope our fans are as passionate as we are about this. I think most of them probably are. I hope they're angry about it. You should be. If you're a Sox fan, you should be irate about it. If you're not, and you live in Cook County or the city, you should be irate about it because you're like, hey, I'm a Cub fan. Why should Sylvie be on the hook? I think I'm the only one that lives in Cook County. Meller lives in Cook County. I live in Cook County. Tyler lives in Cook County. Tyler's not even a Sox fan. Everybody should be irate and upset about it. Everybody.
If you could prove that the projects are beneficial to the communities in a significant way, you could at least engage me in the conversation. But that has been debunked in like the vast majority of these projects.
And debunked.
100%.
Like they're not they're not multipliers. They're not economic multipliers.
They are not.
Part of all of this makes me mad, obviously, with what's going on with them. Part of it is funny, though, Tommy, you're right. They're so bad. It is bad news bears. It is. It's some of it's pure comedy.
Yeah, the optics. That's comedy. You know,
they're 3-19.
3-19. Let me have my stadium for free.
But the baseball season is so long; like you'll lose your laughs.
Yeah, no,
you'll
run out of laughs. I will. You're right. I mean, at some listen, I got to be honest, you guys. Two TVs and YouTube TV does a great job with the multi-screen.
You got some NHL and some NBA playoffs.
Well, basketball was good. Finally,
it was incredible. I had basketball, hockey, and Orioles and Angels. Yeah, I know. I'm the one watching the Orioles. But I have two teams now. I've got my East Coast team and my West Coast team. I've got the Orioles, who are on the West Coast.
I thought you were a Padre guy.
I have two, Tommy.
Oh, okay.
I need an East Coast team.
My bad. You've got it.
What happens at 6 o'clock every night? I want to watch Gunnar Henderson.
Okay. Like a nine-year-old, you got an American League team
and a National League team. Okay.
I have the Orioles. I love Gunnar. I'm a huge fan.
You have three of 30 teams now?
Yeah.
You root for three of the 30 teams.
Well, he's a 10%er.
He's a 10%er. I mean, you can't even root for the White Sox. I root for the Padres on the West Coast, the Orioles on the East. I love what the Orioles have. I love Gunnar's cheesy mustache. I love.
Is that why you're growing your mustache back? Your love for Gunnar Henderson?
Yeah. I love watching the pot. You see Dylan Cease's ERA? Who do you think's been liberated? Here, I'm going to give you guys a couple of numbers real quick. See if you guys can guess what these are. Ready?
Dylan Cease's ERA.
You guys give me this. Well, yep. 1.82, 2.70, 2.81. What are those three numbers?
Batting average against Dylan Cease's ERA.
That's the BABIP of the outfield for the Baltimore Orioles.
Nope. No. 1.82, 2.70, 2.81. Those are the earned run averages of Dylan Cease, Carlos Rodon, and Lance Lynn.
Oh, Rodon's turned it around.
Who do you think's happy to be out of here?
Well, Rodon was a mess last year.
Yeah, he stunk last year. Well, no, he's pitched great. Rodon's pitched. Lance Lynn's got a 280 ERA.
Because the Yankee fans were sick of Rodon, too.
It's early. Stunk last year. It's early.
Those are the ERAs of those three. Lance Lynn's liberated, Tommy. Yeah. He's liberated, Tommy.
He is, but he was liberated last year in L.A., and it didn't go well, right?
He's so happy in St. Louis.
I know, but he's been liberated for a while. Didn't they kick him out of the rotation in L.A. last year?
No. He got a playoff start, didn't he, Miller?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
He just wasn't very good.
He just wasn't good.
He's old. He's old and fat.
So, you know, Orioles, Padres. But, yeah, the Sox weren't even on after the second inning, guys. It was like done.
So obviously I wasn't watching. So paint me a picture. I got runners on first and second?
Yep. No. Runner on first, two outs, balls. Dominic Fletcher has to range to his left like a knucklehead. It comes up throwing at third base.
Why?
Good question.
Why not throw to first?
Why not throw to second?
Or to second.
Throw to second.
Yeah. It's right in front of you.
It's like we've been teaching our kids that since they were nine.
Well, was there
throw
someone
to
on
second
was
base?
It, well, was there someone on second, or was that guy picking his ass in the just
no,
in
actually,
the outfield?
There was. Like, there was
it doesn't
there.
Matter. They wouldn't
throw
have scored
to
a run.
Base.
Carm, you're getting all bent out of shape. They would not have scored a run.
So then the hitter gets a free base to second. The next batter drills one, and it's a two-run single.
All right, so they would have lost 5-1.
Right. And forget point. Winning games. The question is, will they win more games or be shut out more this year? They're 5 shutouts behind their win
the
total.
The Cinco de Mayo contest is looking great.
Oh, dude, it's looking
it's
fabulous.
Right on par.
I mean, Cinco or Cinco de Mayo.
It's there.
I mean, dude, it is right
who
there.
Who would have thought?
It is right there,
I
you guys.
As a lark, not anticipating to even be close. And realistic view, take a look at it. There's going to be a lot of losing going on. There's going to be a lot of losing for them to stay at 4. I mean, I'm hoping it takes a long time to get to 4. That way, at least Stinko de Mayo or Cinco de Mayo.
It should be called Chicago. Stinko de Mayo.
But the White Sox said Stinko de Mayo.
Yeah,
that's what it
that's
is.
Good, yeah.
Tyler asked this question a while ago, and I'm going to stand by. Like he said, what will happen first? What was it, Tyler, that the White Sox will make the postseason?
Or every team.
Every other professional team in town will win a series
or
a game
around.
In the postseason.
Oh, man.
I went with the latter. Like, I mean, I don't think it's likely
the
Bulls
Hawks
win
and the
any.
The Bulls are so far away from winning.
It just tells you how down I am on the White Sox.
I'll tell you how probably the order of operations in this situation.
Go ahead.
Because I do believe the Cubs might make the playoffs this year. I believe it's Cubs. I believe it's Bears. I believe it's Hawks.
Remember, you have to win a series, he's saying.
Win
not just
not
make
the playoffs.
Not make the playoffs.
He's saying, and he's saying all four other teams have to win a series. Do you know how hard that is?
Okay.
Do you know how long it's going to be before the Bulls win a playoff series?
I mean. I'm giving you the order of operations.
Okay.
I believe the Cubs can be the win
this
the series.
They can
first.
Win a series. Okay.
Again, I believe Bears can win a playoff game since there's no series.
I probably believe
game.
That
right.
happens.
That counts
Hubs,
as a game.
More
Bears,
than anything.
A series.
I think the Hawks are closer than the rest of the teams that are available. I think the Hawks, with their rebuild, they did it right. They
and an 8
bad.
Seed can win a series.
They're going to get another, second round pick. I mean, a 2 pick, probably.
Top pick. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be the number one
no,
pick.
No,
it'll
but
be
it'll
the
be,
second yeah. pick in the first round this year. Yeah. Plus, they've got the kids coming back from college,
yes.
some of them. I think they're more apt to get ready to get back. Then I believe it's the Bulls, but the Bulls are 4 or 5 years away from being able to win a playoff series. And then I get to the White Sox on whatever they have to do. Then I get to the White Sox.
But they only have to make a postseason.
But their last gap was 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they went from, what, 08 to 2020?
They don't make anything.
But again, the Bulls haven't won a series since, what, 16?
Yeah, but that's
what year was it?
Or 15?
15 against Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I believe they're closer to a rebuild than they are
to
winning a series.
White Sox even further away. I believe I will be retired with my feet in the oceanic waters. The oceanic waters before the White Sox make the playoffs.
Wow, before they make the playoffs. That's pretty sad.
I will be retired, and I will have my toes in oceanic water.
One thing that could change, and I'm with you, the one thing that could change that is if they sold the team and they went in a different direction.
Agreed.
And everything kind of was
reignited. Remember, to make the baseball postseason isn't hard. It isn't hard these days.
Still technically the hardest. I mean, it's still your
the
percentage.
Baseball postseason?
Your percentages are smallest, right?
Then to win a postseason for all four of the teams mathematically?
When you compare it to that, yeah. I just thought you meant making the playoffs in
like
baseball.
Your
percentage is the lowest.
How many series have the Bulls even won in the last 25 years? They won two the year they went to the Eastern Conference Final.
I think four.
Like they've won like four series in 25 years.
Are 10 years away from being good.
You know what I was thinking last night, guys?
I don't think that ever really
10 years away from being good.
That's hard though, because you're going to have a lot of they won't have a high pick next year. But anyway,
what are they gonna have?
I think it's a really good question that Tyler
picking,
came up with.
Guys?
I'll leave you with this. You know
who's
what I was thinking
the
at the end of that? I was thinking at watching the end of the Sixers-Knicks game. I was thinking we sort of lived it briefly. It was brief, like 10, 12 years ago. The Rangers are maybe the best team in the NHL. The Knicks are not the best team, but the second seed. They're both in the playoffs. They're both up in their series. Like, that building was rocking. I'm like, remember when, like, Derek was awesome and the Hawks were winning the cup? And,
2011.
Remember those springs? Those few springs, like, how much fun they were?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, the Knicks and the Rangers have it right now. The Yankees are in first. I'm like, oof.
Don't tell me on the Jets or the Giants.
No. I wouldn't do that. But it's fun times in New York right now this spring.
Like, if you're time.
You got Juan Soto's killing it. It's a fun time.
Well, look, this could be, you could argue, one of the biggest weeks in Bears modern history.
100%.
With them unveiling the stadium plan tomorrow and then their draft on Thursday.
It'll shape the future.
Yeah.
Just don't ask us to pay for it. All right, boys, what's coming up?
They're going to,
I know.
We're paying for some of it.
Of course.
A lot of it,
probably. That's what I mean. We have no choice. They won't even put it to a vote. They're just going to tell us.
What's on your stadium wish list? And it sure sounded to me like Paul's hinted that a trade-up is possible.
That's very possible. That's what these guys thought, too. Yeah.
I will replay that for you. If you missed Ryan Paul's, we'll play it for you in Barstool Big Cat coming up next.
All right, sounds good, boys. Have a great day. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow.